city that pulsates always because of the millions of people who live here, work here, visit here. And in the heart of the metropolis, the great arena, Madison Square Garden, which has created and housed so many champions, and which is why tonight, from the Garden, the most enduring champion of them all, Frank Sinatra, comes to the entire Western Hemisphere live with the main event, Frank Sinatra in concert. Jam-packed with 20,000 people plus. Just people. People from all walks of life. People who are young and people who are old. Here to see, here, pay homage to a man who has bridged four generations and somehow never found the gap. Hello again, everyone. I'm Howard Cosell. And I've been here so many times, and in a curious way, this event, live, with the king of entertainment, carries with it the breathless excitement and anticipation of a heavyweight championship fight. Celebrities are here in profusion, one after another. Rex Harrison, Professor Higgins, if you will. Carol Channing, hello, Dolly. Paula Cronkite, Mr. Believer. And, of course, the great Romero, Robert Redford. But here, coming through the same tunnel that so many champions have walked before, the great man, Frank Sinatra, who has the phrase, who has the control, who understands the composure, who knows what losing means, and so many have, who made the great comeback, who now stands still, enduringly, on top of the entertainment world. Ladies and gentlemen, from here on in, it's Frank Sinatra.
Gets hungry for dinner at 8. She loves the theater, doesn't come late. She'd never bother with anyone she'd hate. And that's why the lady is a tramp. Doesn't like dice games with barons and earls. Won't go to Harlem dressed in ermine and pearls. Will not dish the dirt with the rest of those girls. And that's why this chick is a tramp. Loves the free, cool wind in her hair. Life without care. She's broke, but it's hope. Doesn't like California. It's cold and it's damp. That's why the lady is a tramp. She gets far too hungry, babe. Wait there for dinner at 8. She adores the theater, but doesn't get there late. She'd never bother with someone she'd hate. That is why the lady is a tramp. Doesn't like dice games with barons and earls. Never makes a trip up to Harlem driving shiny Lincolns and Fords. She won't dish the dirt with the rest of those broads. That's why this chick is a tramp. Loves the free, fine, wild, knocked-out cuckoo, groovy wind in her hair, nights without a care. She's broke, but it's hope. She loves
cold and it's damp. That's why the lady, that is why the lady, that's why ladies are trying.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
My story is much too sad to be told, but practically everything leaves me totally cold. The only exception I know is the case when I'm out on a quiet spree, fighting vainly the old ennui. Then I suddenly turn and plead, your fabulous face. Well, you think Gene Kelly learned how to dance from me? I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol, it doesn't move me at all. Tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you? Some like the perfume from Spain. I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, it would bore me terrifically too. However, I do get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there. I get a kick, though it's clear to see that you obviously, you do not adore me. Some get a kick in a plane, flying too high with some chick in the sky. It's my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick out of you. I get a kick every time I see you standing there before me. I get a kick, though it's clear to see that you obviously, you do not adore me. I get no kick in a plane, flying too high with some chick in the sky. It's my idea of nothing to do. Yet I get a kick. You give me a boot, I get a kick.
The Sands is proud to present a wonderful new show, A Man and His Music. The music of Count Basie and his great band. And the man is Frank Sinatra. We'll be right back.
my room. Come fly with me, we'll fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come on, fly with me, we'll fly away. Come fly with me, we'll float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come on, fly with me, we'll float down in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, he'll just glide, starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You might hear all the angels cheer because we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say those words, we'll beat those birds down to Acapulco Bay. It is perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come on, fly with me, we'll fly, we'll fly. Once I get you up there, where the air is so rarefied, we are gonna glide, absolutely petrified. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so awfully near. You might even hear a gang of angels cheer just because we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a groovy day. Just say that word and I'll beat your bird down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they do say. Come on, fly with me, we'll fly, we'll fly.
That was the chairman of the board block there. That was old Frank Sinatra. Thanks for coming back with me. I'm sure there were a lot of people kicking their legs in the air there. But that was Frank Sinatra, and I'm doing old vinyl live today. So bear with me. That was actually two albums. Did you know that? You probably could because of the two intros. But the first one was Frank Sinatra live in New York. It's an album that DJ Grandma gave me years ago, and I treat it like gold. It's amazing. And you can still tell, I actually have this brush at home. I clean all the vinyl with them. And so you can still hear the cracks, but you wouldn't know the scratches on that album. And Howard Cosell introducing him was phenomenal. And then we had also Frank live at the Sands in Vegas. But yeah, I'm DJ ESB. You're listening to RadioValencia.fm, transmissions from the Mission, here every Saturday from 2 till 4, if we can be here, and we are, or I am. Everyone's listening from around the city and around the country and around the world, and thank you so much for tuning in, as always. It's pretty amazing that we're doing this. But I'm finally trying to become a DJ, even though we've been doing this for 6 years. So I'm going to start playing with the vinyl. We've got a turntable at home, too, that I'm going to start playing with, and I just need to start queuing things up. And I've got the software, too. I don't use it as much when I'm doing the show. I just want you to hear the songs, and then I can tell you the stories behind the songs or why I love them. But we're going to start doing a little more DJing, proper DJing. In the new year. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, but it's going to take me a little while to get there. So yeah, I've been going back and forth. I've been getting some nice words of encouragement from folks, It is 3:15. We're gonna play a little longer today. We have a new show that comes on before us, but I don't think we have a new show that comes on after us. So we're gonna play a little longer into the 4 o'clock hour because it's my birthday weekend and I can do what I want to. And we're gonna order some Indian food tonight. Maybe watch the last episode of Vera. We might hold on to that till tomorrow. I've been waiting to watch it for months, but I decided this is the weekend to do it. So we're gonna watch the final episode of Vera. Very rock and roll this weekend. And have a curry and a nice drink. But let's get back to some music. So I've been doing all live music today. And you've heard everything if you've been tuned in from the beginning. We've had Johnny Cash live in Denmark in 71. We've had Dave Brubeck in Vienna in 67. We've had Bruce in New York in 1985 doing Born in the USA. It's been all live today. This next one is actually, this is for DJ Original Brewer, if she's still listening. I don't know if she is. But this goes back not that long. The album's a lot longer than the recording of it. This is live in Manchester in 2023, and it's the 1975. All vinyl, all live, all ES Beats. And now that I've done that, I've got to make sure everything's turned up to the right level for the intro, and here we go, and yes, and...
There's no concert, we're just here. I haven't done this in ages. Warming back up. Nice to see you guys. I recognize a lot of people here, so this is really nice. Hey now, policeman, please let me alone.
The heart gets harder. We made bad love
realize how much I'm learning, everyone. I mean, it's a beautiful song. It's The War on Drugs. Drugs Live. It's an amazing album. But this isn't the song I was trying to play you. It's all a bit of a fluster here. But that was good. We had the 1975 with Chocolate live in Manchester. We had Groove Armada live in Brixton with My Friend. And then The War on Drugs with The Wrong Song. But it actually worked out. I love that song. Accidentally Like a Martyr from Live Drugs. I've got to cue things up here. Come on, Mr. DJ.
Yeah. questions meet with little feet still in the sand. And this is where the echoes slow to nothing all the time. And where a tiny pair of hands finds a seaboard piece of glass and sets it as a sapphire in her mind. There she stands, throwing both her arms around the world. Light your mother's cigarette, meant to God to touch her hand. And my heart led you frosting in a gaze, was built to beat that way. And suddenly I understand.
As a 16-year-old floor boy in that rug mill. And then he went off to war. When he came home, he got married. They shut the rug mill down, and so he went to work on the Ford Motor Plant line in New Brunswick. Then he worked at the Nescafe plant in Freehold, worked in a plastics factory in town. He was a truck driver, a bus driver, drove a taxi. He lived mostly at home, except for his second home, which was a little local bar in the center of town. Now, to a child, bars in Freehold were the citadels of great mystery. When you walked through barroom doors in my hometown, you entered the mystical realm of men. On the rare night that my mother would call my father home, we would slowly drive through town until we drew to a stop outside of a single lit door. She'd look at me and say, "Go in and get your dad." This both thrilled and terrified me. Thrilled me because I'd been given the license by my mother, the law, to go into the bar. I'm a kid. But it terrified me because to enter the bar is to enter my father's privileged, private, and sacred space. He was not to be disturbed when he's down at the bar. Everybody knew that. So I would walk in, and I was waist high, like a jack who climbed some dark beanstalk into a land of giants. All I remember is the men towering over me on their way out the door. Now, once you were in, to the left against the wall was a line of red leather booths that were filled with husband and wife tag team drinkers. Now, they were your hardcore regulars there night after night after night. All right, now to the right was the bar, a line of stools filled by a barricade of broad working class backs, clinking glasses, too loud laughter, and very few women. I would stand there lost in the noise and the hustle of the crowd, and I would drink in that dim smell of beer and booze and aftershave. That to a kid, that was the scent of adulthood. It was the scent of manhood. I wanted some of that. Finally, somebody would notice me, draw me over to my pop. Now, my view from the floor was the first thing I'd see is the chrome legs of the bar stool. Then I'd see his black shoes, white socks, dark green work trousers, powerful legs and haunches. My dad till the day he died in the legs and an ass of a rhinoceros. And his trousers always looked like they were stretched over the legs and ass somehow. I don't know how. He's always busting out, you know. Then I would see his black Garrison work belt, green work shirt, and then his face. By the time I got there, his face was flushed red. Red as a tomato, because he was Irish, and whatever he drank went straight to his face. He couldn't hide a thing when he came home, you know. And not only was it red, but it was like it was distorted, too, into some sort of booze mask, you know, by Mr. Schlitz. And it was so foreign to me as a child that I don't know. but it was scary, and he'd be peering down over his shoulder, down through cigarette smoke, and he'd be looking at me like, I never seen you before in my fucking life. I then uttered the immortal words that I was sent to deliver. Mom wants you to come home. Right here. Go outside. I will be right out. And I would follow my breadcrumb trail back out the barroom door. I would hop into the back seat. And I would inform my mother. He'll be right out. He'll be right out. Last night I dreamed that I was a child out where the pines grow. And tall, I was trying to make it home through the forest before the darkness falls. I heard the wind rustling through the trees. Voices rose from the fields. I ran with my heart pounding down that broken path with the devil snapping at my heels. I broke through the trees and in the night, my father's house stood shining hard and bright. The branches and brambles tore my clothes and scratched my arms, but I ran till I fell, shaking in his arms. Jim. The hard things that pulled us apart. But never again tear us from each other's hearts. I got dressed to his house. I did ride from out on the road. I could see its windows shining in light. But I walked up the steps and I stood on the porch. And a woman I didn't recognize, she came and spoke to me through a chain door. Well, I told her my story and who I'd come for. She said, I'm sorry, son, but no one by that name lives here anymore. Well, now those whose love we wanted but didn't get, we emulate them. It's the only way we have in our power to get the closeness and the love that we needed and desired. So when I was a young man and looking for a voice to meld with mine, to sing my songs and to tell my stories, well, I chose my father's voice because there was something sacred in it to me. While I was looking for something to wear, I put on a factory worker's clothes because they were my dad's clothes. And all we know about manhood is what we have seen and what we have learned from our fathers. And my father was my hero and my greatest foe. Not long after he died, I have this dream. I'm on stage, I'm in front of thousands of people, and my dad's back from the dead, and he's sitting in the audience, and suddenly I'm kneeling next to him in the aisle. And for a moment, we both watch the man on fire on stage. And then to my dad, who for years he sat at the kitchen table, unreachable. But I was too young, and I was too stupid to understand, was his depression. Well, I kneel next to him in the aisle, and I brush his forearm. And I say, look, Dad, that guy on stage. And that's how I see you. My father's house shines hard and bright. Stands like a beacon, calling me in the night. Calling and calling, so cold and alone. Shining across this dark highway, where our sins lie unatoned.
Like it's
I mean, my goodness. How good was that? You didn't see that coming, did you? Oh, so good. Man, that was a very emotional set there. My goodness. I am still coming down from that myself. That was awesome. Yeah, so you too. I mean, I'm telling you, they're not bad at times. Not bad at times. So, yeah, we had a lot there. The big thing was Bruce Springsteen, obviously, with my father's house live on Broadway. I took DJ Adame to see him on that show, and we basically just cried the entire time. It was amazing. I've got someone here taking photos. It's all happening here at the Radio Valencia studio today. Hey, how's it going? Giving him a big old smile. Yeah, so you're listening to ES Beats live on RadioValencia.fm. We've been doing, for the first time ever, I'm so proud of myself. I think it was okay. There were some mistakes, obviously, along the way. But we did 2 hours of vinyl, live vinyl. I think I've figured it out. To Maldoror, who is listening out there, which was a special treat to get your text. Yeah, I think I figured it out, man. The only thing that's bugging me is the left turntable is only coming out in the right speaker. So I can't get the left speaker going there. So, but apart from that, it's been great. I've had a really good time. And I'm not ready to leave, and I don't think anyone's coming in. It's my birthday on Monday, so I'm just going to keep celebrating. And speaking of birthdays, so whoever's out there, doesn't matter what age you are, and I don't think my... there's a few people, especially my wife, they're going to hear this song and say, oh, I really don't like his voice. But I just... This song, this is for those of us that are still dealing... We've got a lot to go. I'm going to start playing... I'm going to try and get the vinyl back out again. We're going to play this song, and I'll talk to you on the other side. Toodles. Yeah.
Thank you. those waves singing Caroline.